Well, good evening, everybody. This is Nancy Ryan. Ryan rocks it, Asbury Park style. I'm just now sitting here and waiting to start the show, and I'm waiting for my friend to call in to myself so we can have our show. So what I'm going to do is I think I'm going to give him a little hello. I'm not sure why he didn't call yet. He might have a different time than I do. But while we're waiting for him to call in, I'll just tell you a little bit about the show. This show is about childhood memories and how they influenced you to becoming who you are today. And my idea for the show was, I thought, you know, when you're having a little bit of a funky time, funky day, you know, if you think about something that you really enjoyed doing when you were young, like I used to go to Asbury Park, and I would love to go to, I would just love to go. He's calling the wrong number, I can tell. My call-in is calling the wrong number.
Hello? Yeah, he's calling the wrong number. Well, if you can hear me, I'm going to talk. Everybody, I'm sure that Gene is on, Gene Potts of Colossal Street Jam from Red Bank, New Jersey. And, Gene, this is the number you have to call. You have to call 732-337-7376, and that will put you right in to our show. So as soon as you do that, we can talk away. All righty. I'll be waiting. We're all waiting for you. Again, like I said, the number is 732-337-7376. All right. So anyway, getting back to the show, when I would think about going down to Asbury Park and enjoying the wonderful merry-go-round, which I did, loved to do that, it would kind of change my spirits, and just I would just be in such a wonderful mood. It's the same for me as an adult, only it's not the merry-go-round. Unfortunately, the merry-go-round is not in Asbury Park anymore. But what it is I really love dark chocolate. So, you know, if I'm kind of grouchy or crabby, I'll grab myself one piece of delicious dark chocolate, and it immediately changes my mood. So, I'm not sure where Gene is, but, you know, these things happen, and if I do a solo show, I do a solo show. I'm really not sure where he is. People get tied up in traffic, or he could be at work and is, you know, in the middle of something. You never know. You just never know, unless they're in studio, and that's my preference. I did that for 2.5 years, and I really love it. I like to have on, you know, that eye contact, and also I really like to see. Gene is calling. He's there, but he's not calling me on my phone. He's texting me, and I'm not sure why. So let me send him a message. This is such an interesting show. So great. Talk soon. It's going to be a great show is what I told him. But I thought, you know, let me give him this number to call. Hold on. It's difficult to multitask when you're on a live broadcast. Let's do this. Hello, Gene. Call 337-7376. You know, now I know how serious it is for people that can drive. I mean, I can't even talk on the phone and text at the same time. There we go. He should be calling in any moment. In any case, here we go, back again, little pauses. When I was in, okay, we forget the dark chocolate. We talked about that. As most of you know, I'm a singer, songwriter, guitar player. And then I, you know, was the executive producer of my own CD. And then I was interviewed by Joey Reynolds in New York City. And from that very first interview, I mean, it was just so wonderful. From the very first interview, I knew that I wanted to get into broadcasting. And almost 2.5 years later, here I am. And come on, Jean, why aren't you calling me? My cell phone is on. It's working. Here he is. Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Well, hello, Jean. How are you? I'm fine, thank you. Can you speak up a little bit? Now, you're calling from a landline.
Yes, I am.
And is your landline, like, volume up? All right. Well, I'm hoping that we go through. It's I'm hoping that people can hear you out there in radio land. Yeah. So, in any case, I'm going to put you on speakerphone, and that may even, help with the volume. So just don't go anywhere. Good. Okay, you there?
I'm here.
Okay. If you could speak up just a little bit, that would really be helpful.
No problem.
Yeah, because I want to make sure that people are able to hear you. Unfortunately, we're having some challenges getting people into the queue on the show. And I'm just new. This is only my third show. And to say the least, it's been just a little bit challenging. But without further ado, I don't want to waste any more time talking about technical challenges. I want to introduce you to our listeners. This is Jean Potts from Colossal Street Jam, a fantastic band. And I've read all about you, and I know about you. So I want you to tell our audience exactly, because I read all of the bands, just a little bit about your past in music, your past history, and then upcoming, what's upcoming. So go right ahead.
Okay. Well, we're a four-piece band. We're out of Red Bank, New Jersey. More aimed towards a classic rock sound. We're very influenced by Grand Funk Railroad, Bad Company, Free, some of the great bands like that. We try to tailor our sound towards that classic sound. We just put a new EP out, and we're getting ready to play with Robbie Krieger of The Doors on Friday night at the Stone Pony. We've been playing The Pony for a long time. We've been out for about 20-something years. We took a little hiatus and just came back, did a reunion last year. Everything's been going fantastic, and we just decided to stay together, write new music, and just get out there and play again.
Well, I think that's fantastic. And there's the Stone Pony, to have been there way back when, doing it when the Fast Lane was there and when, Mrs. J's Beer Garden was there and Asbury was just pumping out the greatest music and the upstage. And then to be redoing it and reliving it again so many years later, it must be extremely exciting. And to open for Robbie Krieger of The Doors, I mean, that's really phenomenal. I am so looking forward to that show. So you have my confirmation. I and a guest are definitely showing up to hear you play on Friday night.
I look forward
which
to
is right around the corner.
Yeah, and I look forward to seeing you. And, the Fast Lane used to be our home. That was our home base in the early 90s. We played so many times there.
I loved the Fast Lane.
Oh, I did too. That was like, we had the best times there. And, the Pony too. We, for a brief period of time there, we were a Thursday night band over at the Pony, playing a mix of covers and original stuff. And, Asbury's always been a home to us.
Right.
We always go back there. And, to come back and do our reunion show, we did our first show at the Wonder Bar. And then we went over, did another show with the Pony. Then we went to the Saint, and then we went back to the Pony for the Drive-By Truckers on the summer stage. And then we played with King's X, which was a big thrill for me because I'm a huge King's X fan.
Uh-huh.
So, Asbury's been our home, and that's where we've come to play. We're going to branch out a little bit this year, try to get up to North Jersey, see if we can get into Philly, especially with this EP out. It's only three songs for now. We're working on the rest. We're hoping to have everything out by June. But for right now, we're happy with what we've got.
Right, right.
Joey DeMeo over at Shorefire, he was our engineer and became like a fifth member of the band during the production of everything. And it's just been great.
Yeah, Jimmy, he's fantastic. I went up to his studio, and I was up there actually with Vinny Lopez, Mad Dog, when he was recording some music. And I was recording as well, but I was recording right downstairs at Organic Sound Studio. My friend Jeff Levine has a studio down there.
And I've known him, oh, forever, and my brother and he. By the way, I was going to ask you, do you know Billy Ryan, the guitar man?
I do not.
No, well, that's my brother. He's actually second on the monument in Asbury Park, and he was actually, he's probably older than you are. He's 5 years older than Bruce, and he was asked to be Bruce's lead guitarist, but at the time, Billy was more of a jazz blues player. Anyway, this is about you, so we'll get back to you. I wanted to ask you, these are just two questions, and I usually ask more, but since we only have a half an hour, I just wanted to ask you, like, what are some of the fondest memories of your childhood?
My childhood?
Yes.
Oh, really? Okay. Well,
Is a show, well, before you got on it, it's a show about childhood memories and how they influenced you to becoming who you are today. So that's why I asked that question.
Okay. Well, I was born and raised in Philadelphia before I came to New Jersey. My father's been a huge influence in my life. And just some of my father's memories, you know, outside of, you know, big family events, would be just the times alone with my dad where I would just listen to him sing. Phenomenal singer my father is. He does more towards the gospel type of music. His voice is just very strong and just very soulful. So, you know, I would have to say, some of the best memories are, you know, I have four sisters also. I'll add that in.
Oh, boy, and where are you in that? Where are you in there? Sorry for the interruption.
I am the oldest. So,
you're the oldest. Oh, okay.
Yep. So I would, you know, the times that I got alone with my father and, you know, just listening to music and listening to hear him sing and just singing along, you know, those memories I think have made me into, you know, a vocalist. You know, that's what I wanted to be. I was big into sports when I was in high school, and I just discovered music and started taking voice lessons, and I trained with Rosemary Conti. And,
oh, she's my dear friend.
Yeah,
there I go again, interrupting.
So once I started training with her, it changed my life, and that's what I continue to do and, you know, still do today. And whether I'm with Colossal Street Jam or I have an acoustic trio that I go out with that I enjoy playing with. And, you know, I've been in the scene and have never really left the scene since I joined it, you know, from the time I was 19 years old.
Wow, that is phenomenal. That is just great. And, you know, just going back to the three EPs, just the three tracks, that's all you need, really. That's all you need to, like, break out again is three, because that's what I did, and it worked for me, and it worked very well. And then I finished my 12-song, CD. However, and Rosemary, I met Rosemary a long time ago because we're both involved heavily in Tent City, Minister Steve Brigham, and she's just one of the most wonderful. She taught at Monmouth University for a long time, I believe, and what a voice she has. I mean, she's a music teacher as well, like I just said, but yeah, she's a wonderful woman. There's
yeah.
So many great musicians in this area. It's just incredible.
I got to listen to her sing, you know, every week for years.
Right.
Training with her. And
she's just
she's
a sweet person. Did you know that she had a nickname? She has a nickname, and it's Rose Mother. And
I've heard.
And then, of course, her son, Steve, he's kind of, they tour, you know, worldwide. I don't remember the name of his band, but Steve Conti is pretty well known.
Yeah, he's been in some good bands.
Right.
Well, he was in Company of Wolves when I was younger. I remember him playing in Company of Wolves. And then, you know, he was in the reformed version of the New York Dolls.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he was. I know he did a couple nights at the Iridium where Les Paul used to play all the time, too.
Right. I have
Rosemary
a lot of
Rosemary actually got out there and sang with him during those shows. So I wish I could have been there.
Yeah, I wish I could have been there, too. I've had several friends play there at the it's hard to pronounce that Iridium, they call it?
Iridium, yeah.
Iridium.
I actually saw
Yeah,
Les
I've had
Paul
several
two
friends
nights.
Play there.
Yeah, I saw Les Paul twice there. An old band mate of mine, his name was Dave Haywood, phenomenal guitar player. He lives in North Carolina now, but he was family friends with Les Paul. And Les would bring him up every so often.
Oh, right.
And I got to you know, see it firsthand, and it was a pretty awesome show. Les was a pretty amazing player.
Oh yes, absolutely. Well, I know him through my brother Billy too, because, and of course he's got a few Les Paul's guitars, but I'm sorry if I interrupt. I'm working on, you know, I went This is a funny story, but I went to Toastmasters in California because I could get up with my guitar and I could sing with no problem, and I would get maybe a little butterflies, but once I would start, no problem. But as far as speaking, like public speaking, I was really not educated, or I just had no ability to really do that. And even now in broadcasting, after 2.5 years, I think what happens with me is, like, as you are speaking, then I get all excited, you know, and so I want to, like, jump and go, oh, yeah, yeah, that's so great. So I have to tone down on my excitement level.
I think it makes the show exciting.
Oh, well, thank you. You're so sweet. I really wasn't looking for the compliment. It really was not manipulation. It's just I'm being totally honest.
You want to say, you know, you want to get your 2 cents in and be in part of the conversation. So I think it's great that I'm sitting there and just, you know, dead air, right?
Well, that's true, too. That's true, too. But I'm working on, like, trying to wait till people finish speaking. I mean, that's the formal, I guess, way of communicating. But then again, you know, I grew up, I'm the oldest girl of 7. And in our family, if you didn't speak up, you wouldn't be heard. And even, like, it's funny because the communication style, even in New Jersey compared to California, because I went to California for 28 years, it's so different. I mean, still, people will be at a table. They'll be having a million different conversations across the table with other people at one time. It's nuts. In California, I think they're a little bit different. They're a little more laid back.
I enjoyed California. I've been there a couple times, and I like to go back. I like to bring the band there. That's what I like to do.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. I met so many great people there. I met B.B. King there. I met, what was his name? Glenn, gosh, I'm not going to even remember, one of the Allman Brothers, Greg Allman, I met there. I met Fleetwood Mac there. It was a great, and I sang there, which is even more fun, is that I sat in and sang there, and I knew I was going to, so I got all dude'd up, but it was great.
Great.
So what was the happiest day, or even just one of the happiest days of your life?
I'm a father of two.
Oh, you have to, like, speak up. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm a father of two, so, you know, that has to be, you know, at the top.
Right.
You know, I have a 14-year-old boy, and I have a 9-year-old girl.
Right. Now, is that your daughter that you have with the sunglasses on your your profile photo?
Yeah, she's cooler than cool, that one.
She is adorable. She is
Thank
so
you.
Cute. When I, in fact, you didn't have her on as your profile photo, and then when I saw it come up, I go, well, who is this? And then I noticed, oh, that's your – and I saw a picture of your son as well. You've got very handsome children.
Thank you. Yeah, he's a big boy. He's 14. He's about 6'1". He's quite the jock. He's a greatest daughter. Is the she'll be the performer.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it looks that way.
Yeah, she's got a beautiful voice, and she likes to dance, and she's into gymnastics. So, yeah, the kids are they're at the top of the list. But, you know, there's so many other times, you know, especially with the band and, you know, just other personal things. But I think the kids are right at the top.
Oh, that's great. That's terrific. Well, we're doing really good. I was thinking as we're speaking, though, if you had called me on your cell phone, if we wouldn't have had even louder reception. But it's okay. I'm going to listen to the show as soon as I get off, because it's going to come up on the page right away. And I put a telephone number out there for people to call in, so they'll be able to be listening right now as well. So I'm hoping it will be okay.
All right. Yeah, my big concern is where I'm at right now. The cell phone reception might have
broken. Oh, that's right. You said that. Actually, you did say we don't have to worry about the drop. Yeah, sometimes when you're in a big building, forget it. You just don't have the right. No, you did the right thing. Absolutely. You did the right thing.
I'm an operations engineer by day and then a musician by night. So, you know, I'm in a big building right here, and the cell service isn't always the best.
Yeah, well, that wouldn't be good. That wouldn't be good to try that. No, this is best. This is best. I know that I can edit my programs, but I'm not really any kind of a engineer. But, you know, I'd like to learn. I'm always open to learning. And I know at our studio, Evan said, hey, I'll come in as an apprentice and learn how to actually archive some of our, because we have so many talk shows now. I was actually sought out by 4 different internet radio stations and went with who I thought, and they're the best. They were just nominated at the Music Awards for the best internet radio station supporting local artists. And, of course, I've been promoting local artists for for over three years, maybe 3.5 years now. And I really get a kick out of it, and I really love it. And it's all for free and for fun.
We
so
get
far.
All the stations to play the new Colossal Street Jam, I think.
Pardon me?
I think we have to get all those stations that are interested in you to play the new Colossal Street Jam.
Well, I'm telling you what. You know, I'm in a lot of groups over the years, and I've been doing tons of promotion. And I'm actually one of the few people that can post all of my radio shows, even on Springsteen, Portugal, Brazil, Croatia, and different places like that. But when I did the groups alone, the reach was like 230,549 people. And when it's your group page, you normally go and check on your group page. And actually, in the notifications for everyone, and I have three Facebook pages, it popped up right away to alert people to your show. And then I went and I did another notice. The show's tonight in and this is a call-in number if you want to listen to it live. And in addition, I put you on my LinkedIn and Twitter account. So there's everybody, and what I love about a Blog Talk Radio is, like, within 5 or 10 minutes, my picture will be there. And there will be that, the video, the sign, push, and you're right there. The show starts, and it's archived forever.
I did check in yesterday. I did listen to half your show yesterday, and it sounded great.
Oh, with Gene Walk.
Yeah, you got two Genes back to back.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Oh, and actually, well, I do have a show coming up Thursday night. Now, this is the weirdest thing. Four people have gotten in touch with me within 4 days. Can we do a show? Can we do a show? Oh, I want a show for this date. And I'm like, what, are you crazy? I'm usually booked 3 months in advance. But in any case, I am having, and I hope you don't mind the plug, because you're going to get to plug all you want we're good to go for a while. I'm so excited. I've been trying to do an interview with Willie Nile forever.
Right.
And so Willie Nile, I sent him a note, and I just said, hey, I'm on Blog Talk Radio. We can finally do a phone interview, because he's in New York. There's a lot of people in New York that want to interview with me, but they don't want to drive to Trenton. It's like an hour and a half minimum each way. And I don't blame them, So I said, let's do the phone thing. And so it'll work out once these glitches are worked out. But with Gene, too, the first... there were a few minutes dead air there, and that was like a nightmare for me because it's never happened before, so I look on the bright side.
Right. Yeah, you know what? I listened, and it sounded great.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I enjoy it so much, So, okay, well, I'm going to ask you some other questions, too. For Friday night, I'm sure it's going to be a phenomenal show. I mean, I just... there's no place like, the Pony and the Wonder Bar. Those are the two iconic places that are left in Asbury Park, as far as I'm concerned. That's it. And, it's going to be really wonderful. And you go on at what time?
The doors open at 7. We should be on in the 8 o'clock range with Robbie going on somewhere a little after 9.
Okay.
There's only one opening band, that's us. It's a thrill. I'm a huge Doors fan, and to be able to...
Me too!
50th anniversary of the Doors, and, the guys from the Pony, Kyle Brendel, he puts us on a show, and it's a huge honor.
Yeah.
And we've got some new stuff that we're playing, and the band sounds great, and we're just raring to go. And our EP will be available for the first time that night, too, so...
That's great.
It's exciting for us.
Yeah, Kyle's a good friend of mine for many years, too, and he promotes on my page, which is great, and I promote on his page. Not on the Pony page. We promote on our personal pages.
Right.
All his shows go on my personal page, and they call him the Minister of Good Times or something like that. He's amazing. He's just a fixture at the Stone Pony,
he
gets the greatest people. In fact, I did my video at the Stone Pony. I did my video. If you go on my on Reverb Nation, you can see my video there.
I did. I saw it. It's great.
I'm not pleased with it, really, because it's not the way I wanted it to turn out, but it's okay. People seem to like it.
And your voice is fantastic, so it's great.
Oh, you're sweet. You're sweet.
Kyle is an Asbury Park icon, and I've known him since since I was 19 now. That's, you know, when Colossal started, I was 19 years old. The guys were a year or two older than me.
Yeah.
And
he doesn't age.
No, and he's been so good to us. He really has. And no, don't tell him I said that. But
he'll probably listen to it. Oh, he probably will listen to it later.
Yeah. He's a great guy, and we all love him, especially the rest of the guys in the band.
Oh, everybody does, yeah.
Supporter of ours. I mean, anytime we needed a show, we went to him, and he always put us on the best ones. I mean, we played with everybody at the Pony, Government Mule, Screamin' Cheetah Wheelies, Clarence Clemens we played with.
Right.
Steve Morse. I mean, we played with just about everybody over there.
Now, you had to know, my brother Billy went on tour with Clarence Clemens and the Red Bank Rockers, and Clarence Clemens was one of my dear friends. I met him in my brother's kitchen when I was in my early 30s, and we became very close friends, and he always would say to me, Nancy, never, ever give up on your music. He said, you have a great voice, and you write great songs. And he didn't even hear my music till late, but anyway, enough about me. Back on you. Yeah, we probably have so many mutual friends, but I have an inkling.
Every scene is so tight, everybody's friends, do you know?
Yeah. I have an inkling that you're quite a bit you're a bit younger than I am, and then I have a big span of time that I was out of Asbury Park, because I left in my 30s, maybe 33 years old. I left and I went to San Diego, and I was there for 28 glorious years. So I missed a lot of what was happening at in the music scene, but I certainly was there for the Upstage and the Inkwell and all of those other places, the Hotel California. I remember that song blurting over and over and over again outside of the Hotel California. Was that directly across the street from, the Stone? No, it wasn't. Where was that? Do you remember where the Hotel California was?
I don't remember.
Yeah, you must definitely be younger. Yeah. Oh, I was there. Oh, Asbury Park was just phenomenal. I feel very blessed to have grown up in Asbury Park. I went to school with Vinnie Lopez, and I went to school with Danny DeVito, Asbury Park High School. So, well, what else would you like to promote? I think you've covered it, but what else would you like to say about Friday night coming up?
I think I would like to promote the Reverb Nation site, which is www.reverbnation.com/colossalstreetjam. Also, our website, which is under construction right now, just has a few links on there that people can go to Reverb Nation SoundCloud, even our Facebook page, and that's colossalstreetjam.com. And they can search for us on Facebook, and we have a page, and there's tickets available for the show through the page, and our music can be heard.
Right. And I did post all of that, and I also wanted to say that I think it's quite admirable, commendable, and honorable, and every other word that I could think of, that you are donating, some of that capital to the Cancer Society, to the cancer organization. And what is that called again?
Love, Hope, and Strength.
Love, Hope, and Strength. I couldn't remember it off the top of my head. I think that's really wonderful.
It's a great organization. They go out to concerts, and they sign people up to be a blood donor and also to be a bone marrow donor.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, and they also go and they donate the money that they raise, they donate to build cancer centers throughout the U.S.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah.
That's terrific. I may have to get in touch with them because I do have already 5 nonprofit organizations, and I just took on Hometown Heroes, and now I'm having on the end of the month, I'm going to have Monmouth Ocean County Food Bank. But this organization sounds like a great one for me to get involved in and have them come down to the studio in Hamilton and do a show, because my father passed away at 73 of cancer, and one of my sisters had breast cancer a few years ago, and bless her heart, and thank God that she's okay today. And there has been other cancers in my family, but way back, with an aunt and a cousin of mine who died really young. Well, I don't think she had cancer, actually. I think I'm not sure what it was, but she died very young. But, yeah, I think I may, with your blessing, maybe get in touch with them down the line. I've got to get back to having some people like you on, getting back to my passion of, you know, music and painters and any craftspeople. I'm going to have someone from Red Bank that has a I don't remember her name offhand, but she has a wonderful, wonderful bakery. And I had some of her chocolate mousse, and I met her at a Sandy Storm benefit a few months ago. And so, you know, I'll have her on. I'll have, like, any there's, you know, everything's creative in one way or another. So, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, we're still on, so they didn't cut us off yet.
I kind of went out for a second, but I got the tail end. You know, cancer's that touched me in a terrible and horrible way, like it does, you know, so many people. You know, my fiance had breast cancer a year and a half ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but she's fine now. She's cancer free. You know, my family, it's, you know, been in my family. So anytime I see anything like that we can help, whether it be, you know, the smallest thing, you know, we try and do it, especially, you know, us guys in the band. The guys, you know, really are up for doing charity and, you know, any fundraisers and stuff we can get involved in too. And
right.
Especially if it's cancer related.
Right. Well, Gene, I'm going to like say good evening. Have a fabulous night, because I don't know if this will be on or off. And I want to just thank you again for being on my show, Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park Style. It has been a real pleasure, and I so look forward to meeting you in person on Friday night.
Oh, I can't wait to meet you, and thank you so much for having me on. It's been an absolute honor and a pleasure, and let's have some fun on Friday.
Oh, we absolutely will. That's what I insist on, even on my show. Fun, fun, fun. Okay, bye-bye, Gene. Take care.
Take care. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye, everybody. Signing off. Till next time, it's Nancy Ryan. Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park Style.